Maybe I won't get married, you know? Maybe you'll do one of those eat, pray, love things. Ugh, no, I don't want to pray. Forget it. I'll just die alone.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
Oh, that's what really gets you, Frankie? What really gets you is when they're not willing to blow you and leave.
One night?
Yeah. You know what I hate? When they put no blumpkins allowed. I hate that. Me, personally, I want a blumpkin.
Holy crap.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Y'all are being legitimate assholes.
Yeah, cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you over there, Kristen.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Without further delay, we learned the last episode that Chrissy has not dug into Love is Blind season 4 yet. I'm dying to talk about it, but I can't because Chrissy doesn't know anything about it yet. So fuck off. She's into the yacht club or whatever it is. Yacht
below
under
deck.
The below deck. Blow my balls. Yes. Oh, I just put those two words together and realized that it's a sentence. Below my balls.
Below my balls.
Below my balls. There you
on
go.
On deck.
Now, what Chrissy has not seen and that we have not reviewed yet, but we've talked about in brief detail, is the new dating show sweeping the UK, the craze that's sweeping the nation of the United Kingdom, which is, I think it's called The Dating Trap, and it's literally where a guy asks someone three questions, and then if you don't get, you know, he picks one to fall through a trap door, an actual trap door, where she actually falls through the trap door.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you know, I always feel bad for the contestants on these shows that don't end up getting picked.
Yeah.
Because it's like you have to go home and know that
everybody
you're going to be
the
loser on the dating show. Right? Like, your love life was bad enough that you had to go on a dating show, and now you fell through a trap door on live TV. What a embarrassment. But hey, listen, it's a bunch of fun for the commercial break, so who fucking cares? So I actually have...
Yeah, it seems pretty demeaning that you would fall through the trap.
Oh, yeah. It's terrible. It's terrible to do this.
You're out.
You're out.
Boom.
So what I would like to do is let's get to Frankie B first, because we were doing Frankie B last episode. And I want to make sure those who have waited patiently for 2 days, why, I don't know, to hear the rest of Frankie B's dating profile app tips for women. We were right getting into what was Frankie talking
well,
about
we've
last?
Learned so far totally nothing. Contradictory.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Let's review. No ponytail pictures.
None.
Look your best.
Absolutely.
Get a professional photographer.
Pay that money.
No sunflower pictures.
Fuck the flowers.
Fuck the flowers.
No
fuck the
cares.
Dogs.
Yeah, fuck the dogs.
Does not care about the dogs. Put
Definitely.
Them in a cage.
Yeah.
Put him in a cage. And then, but then also, wait, hold on. At the end there, he said, you need to look natural.
You need to look natural. And
no retouch pictures, because you're going to have to meet that guy in person. And now he's going to tell us what he's looking for.
Yeah. But one more thing that you forgot is don't be the so-so girl. You don't want to be the so-so girl.
Yeah. No group shots.
No group shots.
Where there's other girls that are prettier than you.
Yeah. If you're going to do a group shot, make sure that you have some dang ass women
one.
Around you.
Yeah. And that you're the prettiest one.
Absolutely. I just surround myself with pretty girls, too.
Also, Frank revealed that what he does with these pictures, when he's not just swiping, no. When he finds something interesting, he digs in, he dissects.
He scrolls in.
He zooms in. We're assuming at the boobs.
The tits, yeah. Because what else are you scrolling in on?
I know.
Their skin complexion? I mean, come on. Who cares? He's looking for Photoshop tits. That's what he's looking for, basically.
But don't Photoshop.
Yeah.
But don't do it.
No.
Because you're going to have to be. He's gotten burned, is what we've determined. And it's the basis, root of all causes for the entire series of videos that he's been doing for 5 years.
Anytime Frankie B does a dating video where he's acting like a misogynist, which is every dating
every
video, it's most certain that he has no
it
girlfriend
happened to him.
Or he got the same. Yeah. Basically, it happened to him, or he's just gotten broken up with and he's really angry at women. So let's scroll back a few seconds, and then we'll get to the dating trap, because I think we'll have time. All right, here we go.
Should you post of yourself? What are men looking for? Well, I'm going to tell you what I'm looking for. I want to see a full body shot. Not a nudie.
If I don't know.
Not a tootie.
Not a nudie. If, a nudie.
Not a
body. I don't want a nudie there, my young lady.
I'm going to see a full body.
I can see Groucho Marx like.
With a cigar.
Send me a nudie, will you? Why don't we go down to the boardwalk and have them paint you a nudie? Then I'll take it home with me and I can get it framed by the blacksmith on the corner.
I mean, right off the bat here, once a full body but no nudity.
No
but
nudity.
I'm assuming as less close as possible.
Yeah.
So we can zoom
Let's make the assumption that if you did send Frankie a nudie, it probably wouldn't be problematic. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Right? I want to see a full body shot. I want to see what your whole body looks like. If I come across a profile and the only pictures of that woman are from here up, there's a reason
or her
why.
Or eyeball.
Yeah.
Just real close into the eyeball.
If I catch a picture where you have zero tits involved, swipe, 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 I literally am looking for tits. Once I see tits, I know I'm on the right hunt.
But not in a group shot.
That's right. I want a full taint shot. That's what I want. But no nudies. Don't send me nudies.
And trust me, I've made the mistake, not once, not twice, but a few times of going with that. And when I walked in,
they were 700 pounds. God, I mean, Frank.
When they walked in, they were my sister.
I was out.
Yeah, they were my sister because I was just looking at their tits.
I've made the mistake.
I made the mistake. Not once, not twice, but several times.
I'm just looking at her face. Oh God.
Frankie.
I mean, the poor women that
I
Frankie
know.
Gets matched with, that they actually meet
I know.
Him.
But you got to remember, they're probably like, age.
Can you imagine Frankie's profile picture? Like, what do you think they look like? I'm dying to find his profile picture.
I know what city he lives in. We could create a fake Tinder profile.
Let's get Frankie. Fakey B. To get on that.
Yeah. Let's just ask ChatGPT, what does Frankie B's Tinder profile look like? Because you know they know.
And I saw that date. It wasn't what I wanted, okay? And I was too afraid to ask for a full body shot. If you're a woman posting only pictures from here up, I figure you're doing that for a reason. You're hiding something. So be
maybe
you're
they just
huge.
Don't. Yeah.
He's such a dick.
Maybe they just don't want to put a picture that
their
you can
body.
Oogle for 12 hours at a time.
In.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't want you zooming in on my tits, so I'm not putting this full picture there.
Prepared, if you only got those type of photos, to have a guy ask you, what does the rest of your body look like?
Oh, my God.
Because it's...
It's... crazy. I mean, he cares. It's just about looks, straight looks. Like, no. What are your interests? What do you think? Can we talk on the phone?
What do you?
And what do you like?
What do you expect, Frankie?
Do we have common things that we like together?
I know we've been talking for 5 days straight, and you know we're saying I love each other already. But do you mind sending me a full body shot, zoomed in on the most important parts? There you go, Frankie.
God.
I would be like, blocked. Because that's the rudest question you could possibly ask somebody.
Yeah, send me a full body shot.
Yeah. This is the opposite of Love is Blind. This is Love is Terrible. This is what that's called.
Not just from here up that counts. We're looking for the total package. And that's, I hope that's not the wrong words for
it
you.
It is. It most
it
definitely is.
Yes. Yeah.
But it's reality. If you're a woman and you're looking at a guy in a dating site and all you saw was from the neck up, what are you thinking?
They're not thinking about that, Frankie.
I know.
Yeah, most women are not thinking about that. They
want to connect in
the mind. They want to connect and have fun and go out. Yeah. And okay, so you show up and she's got 400 or 500 extra pounds on her. But listen, you can't have fun with somebody that you aren't attracted to.
Geez.
The least you could do is just sit through the date and be polite. I mean, you don't have to fucking throw a temper tantrum about it.
Get the point? So post a couple of pictures of full body shots. Actually, I love when girls post pictures of themselves in a bathing suit.
I knew it. Actually, I love when girls post pictures. enters in a bathing suit.
Frankie.
I knew it.
He is guaranteeing that he's never getting laid again with any woman that's ever seen this channel. Probably not many women watching this channel, except for people investigating Frankie. But at the end of the day, this is terrible.
I love it
terrible.
When girls post bikini pics.
Of course he does. He is being honest. Like, let's be honest. Which guy is not looking for the bikini shot?
I know, but my God.
But that's when
not
I was
every
on.
Girl's comfortable doing that.
No, and when I was on Tinder, I wasn't looking for girls that just had bikini shots.
Well, because that seems like bait.
It is bait.
Yeah.
It is bait, absolutely. And then I knew I had zero chance. Like, when someone had a bikini shot and they looked good in it, I was like, well, I'm out. I never connected with the bikini shot girls, but plenty of photographs from the head up, from the chin up.
At the beach. It really gives me a great visual.
Really gives me a super
hard on.
Half hard. At my age, I'm lucky to get it all the way up, but half-hearty.
It really gives me a visual.
Gives me a chubby.
Oh, my God.
What that woman looks like. Again, I've got parameters of what I'm looking for in a woman, and you've got parameters of what you're looking for in a man.
What are you, a fucking machine shop? Are you an automobile technician? You've got parameters?
I've got these parameters. I need cooling seats.
Yeah.
Front-wheel drive.
Moonroof.
Yeah.
And a clean taint. Am I asking for too much? Am I asking for too much?
So just because that face is gorgeous and beautiful, it doesn't mean the rest of her is. And I'm not being mean.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
You are so acerbic right now. Like, there is nothing nice about what you're saying.
I can't believe he's saying this. I'm putting this on video.
I don't know a woman in my life. I don't know one woman in my life who would listen to this and go, yeah, he's right.
Let me do that.
What a nice guy.
Right.
What a charming young man.
I'm only trying to tell you, we need to see the entire package, carry on the conversation, and see if this can turn into a potential date. Let's talk about the verbiage that you're going to also post in your site.
Now, oh, God, here we go. He's going to tell you what to say.
Oh, Lord.
Check out my tits.
Yeah, check out my OnlyFans page.
Me personally,
OnlyFans. Yeah.
Me personally, I love it when you copy and paste another picture of your tits in a bathing suit inside of your text. That's me personally, your verbiage.
Right after your picture is going to come the description. What are you looking for? What are your qualities? What do you want in a man? What do you want in a relationship?
Not you, Frankie.
Whatever you are, yeah. The opposite of that.
Wow. And the one that really, really gets me is, you know, not looking for a hookup, not looking for a one-night stand.
Oh, that's what really gets you, Frankie? What really gets you is when they're not willing to blow you and leave.
One night
stand. Yeah. You know what I hate? When they put no blumpkins allowed. I hate that. Me, personally, I want a blumpkin.
Holy crap. I mean, Frankie, he's outdoing himself.
That's right.
In the worst way.
When someone says they're not into eating ass on their Tinder profile, what are you thinking?
This one really gets me.
Yeah.
Is when women put no hookups.
Yeah, no hookups.
Because that's what I'm looking for.
No one night ass eating stand.
In a bikini shot. And I want
hookups. I get that.
Sure. Why not?
Yeah.
Sounds great.
But a lot of the girls out there, they probably would be very lucky to get that hookup or get that one night stand.
What?
Oh, my God.
Wow, Frankie.
Does that excite you?
It sure does. Buddy.
Holy crap. I mean, he has lost his
mind. Well, he just totally lost me.
Anything that he is saying in his inside voice should not be being said on his YouTube.
Yeah, but that's what makes his YouTube so great.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Is that he cannot shut up. He cannot stop himself from saying the inside things out loud. If he could, then this would be a whole different channel. Period. End of sentence.
again, not to be mean, and another one that really takes me aback is athletic and fit. They describe themselves as athletic and fit. Well, I have a different version of athletic and fit than most of the girls that post on there.
Can you blow me and fuck me in 25 minutes? That's what I consider athletic and fit. Yeah, but I don't want to. Let's not drag it on to two nights. Let's just get it over with.
Athletic and fit. If you're going to post that, you better be athletic and fit. A lot of the girls, just because they
you
work
better be
out,
an Olympic volleyball player. I mean, Jesus. Just because they work out, they're not fit? Is that what he's getting ready to say? Oh, my God.
He's getting ready to tell you that his version of athletic and fit doesn't often appear when someone puts athletic and fit.
They show pictures of themselves in their spandex. That doesn't qualify you as being athletic and fit. It says that you're working out maybe one, possibly 2 days a week for a half hour. Okay, that's not athletic and fit. So stop saying you're athletic.
Wow, Frankie, are you fucking angry? Are you fucking angry?
You
are
just you got burned by angry? Some girl that did this.
Yes, you've got to be kidding me that you're now going to determine who is athletic and fit.
Yep.
Because I see all those muscles on your arm. But that doesn't mean that you're athletic or fit either. You're just a meathead. That's all you are. You just go to the gym for 3 hours every single day. So who fucking has time for this?
Yeah, and so let me get this straight, too. Like, some girls somehow, as he said earlier, it's a feat that if I actually click on your picture and scroll down.
Yes.
Let's assume some girl has made it to this point to where he's looking at the profile picture. She's got everything. No ponytail pictures, no dingy clothes, no sunflowers,
nope.
No dogs.
Nope.
Bikini pic, spandex, full body shot, whole thing. But
athletic she's not
fit,
athletic and fit.
Fuck that.
Yeah, fuck that. Listen, to me, anybody who doesn't have my body type, a no sportsman-like body type, is athletic and fit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not here to determine if you're athletic or fit.
I know, what the fuck?
Why are you so angry? Do you tell women in the athletic department they need to get out because you're not athletic and fit? Hey, Mr. Macy's manager, we got some non-athletic and fit women over here. What is that, a size one? Lose that flab. Jesus Christ. You think you can just wear Lululemon around with your fucking clitoris showing and call yourself athletic? God damn. You got any tit pics? No? Okay, I'm on Tinder. Look me up. At Frankie B. Boner.
Athletic and fit. You know, the problem comes in that, you know, we're all used to looking at ourselves daily. We don't see a lot of the changes that are going on in our bodies and our look because they're so gradual. And over the years, you're putting on pounds and pounds and pounds. And you're still exercising, but you're still putting on all those LBs. Now, you're still...
Who the fuck are you, Frankie? God. I love you. 90% of the time, I realize that you're just kind of a big, lovable oaf who cannot keep his mouth shut. But right now, you're just so angry at women. Why? Why do you care if they put athletic and fit? If you don't think they're athletic and fit, then scroll the other direction. Why can't someone feel the way that they feel about themselves without you getting involved in drawing up that criteria? It doesn't fucking matter, Frankie. Who cares?
Oh, my God.
That he took the time to actually record this and then clearly edited the video because there's so many bad cuts in it.
Yeah.
Edited the video and did not decide to take this out tells me that he has got no woman anywhere close to him in his life at all.
And if he does, they're gone quick.
Yeah, of course they are. Please.
Like, who's this dick?
Yeah, well, don't worry. He just turns off these videos when he meets somebody. He just takes all the dating shit away.
Working out, so in your mind, you're still athletic and fit because that's the way you see yourself. But the world, the real world, does not see it that way.
God. You are still athletic and fit into your older years of life. I've determined I'm never going to be 20 again.
Yeah, but the problem is,
I mean, this is crazy.
The problem is that he's judging somebody's own version of like their perspective on themselves. If someone thinks they're athletic and fit, who fucking cares?
Yeah, I know. It's good that you're working out.
Yeah, it's good that you're working out. Why are you getting? You can tell. that this clearly happened to him. Yes. His last girlfriend had a Tinder profile where she didn't show tits and she put athletic and fit. And when he met her in real life or sometime down the line, he decided she wasn't indeed athletic and fit.
No, she only worked out one or two times a week.
Yeah. Shit. If I had 30 minutes to myself, 1 or 2 days a week to do anything, it wouldn't be working out. Yet I still consider myself athletic and fit because I'm chasing these fucking children around.
And fit is exactly that. So if you're not athletic and fit, don't put that in your bio.
You can be athletic and still like have some extra pounds. Yeah, what the fuck?
You're getting into the minutia that he's getting into. And the truth is, it doesn't matter what people think of themselves, Frankie. If you don't think that, swipe. Why are you telling people not to put that? You are so
I wouldn't even call him athletic.
No, that's what I just said.
Yeah,
that's what I just said. He's not athletic or fit. He's just a meathead. That's all he is. He's just a meathead.
He pumps iron. Yeah, he makes his
biceps look big. Do you think that guy goes out and plays 2-on-2 with fucking Kareem Abdul-Jabbar? No.
To wrap up this video, but let's
please do before you get yourself in more trouble.
Cap everything. So your profile picture, that's your number one pick. All right. That's going to be your most gorgeous, sexiest photo. Your hair is going to be flowing. You're going to have beautiful makeup on. You're going to have gorgeous teeth and a great big smile. Then we're going to...
You're making the assumption that every woman that is watching this video is some super smoking hot Heidi Klum lookalike.
Good Jesus, Lord. Ugh.
Follow up with all the other pics in your profile. And remember, incorporate full body shots.
Incorporate.
This is coming from the guy who developed the concept of salon suisse with 5, make that 4 locations in the greater Chicagoland area.
Don't hide anything. And maybe you want to squeeze in a nice photo of yourself by the beach. I think that's sexy, and that's what I look for. It shows your lifestyle. It shows that you love the vacation. It shows that you love the beach. That's what I'm looking for.
No, you're not. You're looking for tit pics of girls in bikinis. That's what you're looking for. Please. It shows that you like to vacation. Who doesn't like to vacation? Which moron says, vacation, not for me.
Vacation sucks.
What? Couple days off work, turn off the phone, de-stress for a while, go to the beach, kick my feet in the sand?
Not for me.
No, sir. Will not be buying your bullshit today.
She liked to vacation. Yeah.
I'm taking overtime. That's what I'm doing.
That's my version of vacation.
Yeah. If you have a picture of you clocking in for overtime, I'm out. That's what I'm really looking for. It's not about the tits. If you have a picture of you in a bikini clocking in for overtime, I'm out.
Woman that enjoys that. So make sure your verbiage describes you to a T and don't lie. You know, if you put your whole portfolio together.
Why has his name just appeared on the screen? What is that about?
I've never seen that before.
I don't know. Like he's on a newscast. Let's go to Frank Bernardo down at the beach with some hot tits.
Back to you.
Back to you, Frank. Back to you at Tinder's headquarters. We're here today to change the whole system. If you're athletic and fit, you're out.
I'm telling you, you're going to have great success on these sites. So that does end the video.
Okay, good. Thank God. Jeez. Before you get yourself in more trouble.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. You know what? I don't even know what to say about that one.
I don't either. I'm speechless.
It's similar to the one about the party girls. Like, how to know when you're dating a party girl. Uh-huh. Well, he was so angry at women. He was just like yelling and screaming about women.
Well, but I guarantee you, however he found that party girl, she probably had the bikini shots on there. And,
of course.
You know, the whole thing didn't work out, Frank.
No, didn't work out. Leave it alone. Drop it. Go get someone else. Hey, beggars can't be choosers, Frankie, and my opinion is...
he's no one to be
he's not
putting
a 10.
Demands.
He's not a 10.
No.
He's maybe a 7. Maybe a
for
7.
For a certain age group.
But yeah, for the 70-year-olds. Yeah. I mean, I'm not for the 20-year-olds.
Not for the 20-year-olds.
Yeah, for the 20-year-olds, he's a 2. because that's his maturity level. Because their two-year-old brothers act more mature than they do.
Oh, my God.
All right, Chrissy.
All right.
TCB.
Hey, you. Guess you. I hate to interrupt all the fun, but I just want to remind you that TCBpodcast.com is where you find all the audio and the video. Plus, you can contact us to get your free 21 EPM sticker. Just go to TCBpodcast.com, hit the contact us button, tell us you want a sticker, drop us your address, and off we go. Plus, you can write to us at 855-TCB-8383. That's 1-855-TCB-8383. For all of our international listeners, we'll pick up the toll. Go ahead and text us. If you have comments, questions, concerns, content ideas, we're taking them all at 855-TCB-8383. If you want to view the commercial break in a whole new light, go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak to see the fully edited episodes. You'll love it or your money back, I promise. While you're at it, hit us up on Instagram at The Commercial Break and TCB Live on TikTok. So let's take a minute to hear from our sponsors and then we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know ya at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
TCB.
I was trolling on the internet.
As you do.
As I do like to do. And I thought with the remaining time that we have here, I wanted to get into the trap. Love trap. Not the dating trap. Excuse me. It's called the Love Trap. Brand new dating show out there in the UK.
It sounds like this is perfect for Frankie.
Oh, yeah.
You're out. Athletic and fit.
Out.
Through the door.
Out. Out.
Fuck you.
Out. 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 By the way, I just can't think about Frankie anymore because it's making me laugh too much.
I mean, he's doing a trapdoor on his life.
Yeah,
well,
he is a trapdoor. He is a black hole. Frankie's a black hole. His head is a black hole. All right, so without further ado, I wanted to share with you the love trap that I caught a couple of months ago. On an online video. I think this plays on the BBC or whatever it plays on. But people are all over TikTok and Instagram talking about this brand new dating show where you literally fall through a trap door if you're not the one picked.
Okay.
Are you ready? You want to take a listen?
Yes, of
course.
Let's
do it. All right. So without further ado, the love trap, the love trap. Soon you'll be making your way through the floor. There'll be dancing and music until you don't get picked no more. The love trap.
And did
sorry.
I knew it. He's on the love trap.
Yeah, he's on the love trap. He's the executive producer. Athletic and fit, down to the floor. See ya. See ya. You're out. You're out.
Athletic and fit.
David, if you could name your first suspect, please.
First suspect.
Wow.
What?
Are we?
They call them suspects
we're
now?
Playing a game of Clue.
Yeah. Okay. So there's a guy sitting in a room full of women, and he's talking to him in they're in a lounge. Go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, and you can see this.
David, name your second suspect, please.
Suzelle.
So also, finally, too, just David. To give some context here, they're sitting in a lounge. It's one guy, I guess, who's naming his
three his top suspects. Three suspects. suspects.
That he wants to date?
I'd like to say that it's rude to call people you're going to date suspects, but there's been a couple of occasions where I could probably have called the people I date suspects in the impending crime of stalking me.
Name your third suspect.
Does this guy not look familiar? Does this guy not look like an actor? Yeah. I don't know. He's been on another reality show. Beefcake.
Oh my God, this is so demeaning. All the girls are sitting there waiting to be picked for the next
suspect.
Yeah,
but you say it's demeaning, but then The Bachelor and The Bachelorette are the exact same fucking thing.
I don't like those shows either.
Okay. You know.
I think they're demeaning. Yes.
You know,
pick me. Please pick me.
You know what I'm
me.
Watching? You know what I'm rewatching right now? What? Daisy of Love from VH1. Do you remember Daisy of Love from VH1?
Yes.
Do you remember that show?
Yes.
It's on, yes. I'll give him a shout out. Tubi.
Well, it was the sequel to...
Flavor of Love.
No.
Rock of Love.
Rock of Love with the guy from Poison. Brett Michaels.
So, the Daisy of Love, I am rewatching on Tubi. You can watch it. They have a few commercials every episode. But I have been rewatching it, and it is absolutely fascinating. And I believe that it predates The Bachelor and The Bachelorette.
Probably.
And it's the exact same format. It's just much more interesting because they bring lunatics who are homeless onto the show to date Daisy. And Daisy is smoking hot, super smart. Like
she was like the runner-up on...
Rock of Love.
With Vince, or not Vince.
But she was also Brett Michaels. She was also a famous bass player in a rock band. Did you know that?
Oh, I did not.
That's how she got on the Rock
Good
of Love.
For her.
Yeah, I did a little research on Daisy. Now, unfortunately, she's been in and out of rehab like 30 times. No. But what are you going to do? All these women look nonplussed to be there. They're all
they're
I didn't realize
miserable.
I was going to be demeaned the entire time.
Nelly.
Had a feeling.
Oh, had a feeling.
We're in this together.
We're in this together.
Shitty situation.
When you break your legs from falling through the floor, I'll yell down, I hope you're going to be okay. Don't worry. We're no longer in this together, but surely they have medical staff. Don't worry. If you could just be quiet for a second with all the blood-curdling screaming, we're trying to figure out if we're going to date this guy. Whatever his name is.
Okay, so it's Nelly, Kelly, and Suzelle.
Nelly, Kelly, and Suzelle. That can't be real. Nelly, Kelly, and Suzelle. Suzelle. That sounds like a brand new. It sounds like a brand new microwavable dinner by Stovetop, the Suzelle. A combination of lasagna, tacos, and bell peppers. You'll be shitting yourself more than usual with Stofers. Stovetop Suzellin. Suzelle. Sorry, Susie. Susie, if that's your real name.
Prep room very shortly, along with you, David. Mm. See you guys later on.
It's so serious.
Yeah, because they you have to get emotionally involved.
Ba-boom.
Yeah.
Ba-boom.
Do you know that's... This is just like those churches do when they get people all worked up by repeating, you know, these sounds and this music over and over again. The choruses, the crescendo and crescendo. These guys, the producers on these shows, the editors, they do the exact same thing with the music.
Sorry you didn't make it.
Yeah, sorry you didn't make it.
Sorry you're not a suspect.
One more cunt I don't have to deal with. Talk to you soon. Don't worry.
What are they doing?
They're all doing makeup together.
I know, but look at the background.
What? I'm not seeing what you're seeing. What's going on?
Look, got like a few dresses hanging
out. Well, yeah, it's time to get dolled up. It's a dressing room.
It looks like, I guess those are cameras.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't worry. We're all in this together, except you're not. You're just leaving.
Oh. I'm pissed off. I'm not going to lie.
So am I.
David has picked tonight's three suspects. Dog groomer Kelly, Sailor Nelly, and Aussie bombshell Suzelle.
Wait, wouldn't worry too much about... Doc Rivers, Nelly.
Kelly and Suzelle.
Kelly and bombshell Suzelle.
Bombshell Suzelle. Yeah. That's right.
Okay.
Makeup girls, one of you will be plunged down a trapdoor very shortly.
Why were they pissed?
Well,
why did they say, I'm mad?
I don't know. I think I'm missing something about this show. I think like when you go down the trapdoor, you've been accused of doing something wrong. And now they get to throw you down the trapdoor. Don't worry, we're in this together.
I want to prove that I'm not a trap, and I'm finding it so annoying that, like, he doesn't believe us. I don't think it's fair that I've been chosen, but I'm going to make sure I do all I can to show him that I'm real, that I'm not one of the traps. I do not want to go through that chapter.
Maybe like you come on this show and what you have to do is prove that you're not there to be a trap, to be a thirst trap,
yes.
Right? To be just
yes.
be someone who gets the attention and then goes home.
Go on a date with him. Like, at least you got to go on a date with him.
Yeah, but I'm a bit nervous because I went on a date with him, you know?
Yeah.
So I hope he gives me another chance.
You know? Yeah.
Because I went on a date with him.
Because I went on a date with him.
Oh, my God.
I'm putting up a fight and I'm not leaving this mansion. I want what I want, and it is David. The thing is, like, I do want to stay, like, and I do want to get to know him.
I do want to stay, and I do want to get to know him, except I don't really want to get to know him. I do want to stay.
Stay on the show.
Yes.
Want to be on the show.
But I also want to get famous and show off my beautiful skin while it's still beautiful. I got, like, 2 years. I got to get it in.
I want to make it clear to David that I'm not a love trap and that I am actually a love match. So I'm going to do anything it takes.
Oh, the gauntlet be thrown.
It takes.
If I'm a producer on this show, I'm throwing down the gauntlet. I'm getting some garfish, some tuna eggs, and I'm bringing in Frankie B.
Yeah.
You said you'd do anything. This is what you're going to do. I got a half heart right now. Hey, you got any bathing suit photographs? You on the beach somewhere? You're not athletic and fit, are you? Okay, just checking. Why do they have to do the slow motion bouncing boob tit? What you can't see is that now they're coming down the stairs of this mansion because they're all filmed in a mansion now. Everything has to be in a mansion. I don't know why. But these girls were all getting ready in a dressing room, and now they're all walking down the stairs, primmed and pruned and all this other stuff. And they're showing a slow motion walk down the stairs shot so you can watch their bouncing boobs.
You know what? I think that's why there's a housing shortage right now.
Yeah,
it's because of all the stuff being filmed.
It's the fucking influencer houses. That's what it is. Seven people get together and decide they're going to have a TikTok channel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, we're way too young for that. So I don't want to make fun of it because it's a thing. And if my kid had an influencer house, where he, you know, he could pay $5 million for a beautiful mansion down in Miami, I'd be living there, taking the videos for him. Okay, now they're in a room.
Ooh, I see the doors.
Yeah, there's three trap doors. They look like area rugs, but what they really are is trap doors.
Hello.
They do look like circular
area rugs. They look like area rugs, clearly. What a weird room.
An oriole, yeah. Small rug in a circle.
Oh, man.
A weird room.
You know that there are guys who are building this set who are like, I gotta be here when one of these bitches falls through the door.
Welcome to the trap room.
Welcome to the trap room. Welcome.
Some of these guys who are like kind of beefy and meaty, their heads look so small compared to their chests. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. It's a weird look. Not this guy, but not the host, but the other guy.
It's,
by the way, the host couldn't be bothered to put on anything but a t-shirt. but not like a t-shirt, like a plain white tee like I'm wearing.
like a
t-shirt with graphics on it. Yeah,
it's like, you know, Power Sports.
Did he not know?
Kennesaw Power Sports. Yeah.
Did he not know he would be the host of the show when he showed up this morning? They couldn't have found a shirt for him?
Three suspects in front of you. Very soon, you will pick one of those girls who you think is a love trap. And that person will immediately plummet through the floor.
Don't dance around it. Don't worry about scaring anybody. Pretty soon, one of you will literally lose your legs in an awful chainsaw accident after you plummet through the floor when we open the door because, I don't know, because entertainment.
Oh my God.
Because ratings, that's why.
It's the mansion. David, what are your reasons for picking these three suspects?
So, my reason for picking Kelly...
My reason for picking Kelly.
It sounded like he fell asleep during that sentence.
What? What day is it? Wait, I'm on the show.
Yeah. I shouldn't have taken all that GHB before it came on.
Obviously, the challenge is the main talking point. And everyone went about it one way, but you chose a different route. So it just caused me a little bit of doubt.
I mean, we haven't had a day. I've hardly been able to have any, like, time with you, but the time...
I have no fucking clue who you are. I don't really care. I just want to be in the mansion with the other catty bitches.
We have spent. I like you, and I feel like maybe you like me, I don't know. But at the end of the day, it is your choice.
Nelly, you have been quite reserved. And earlier when I asked you about past relationships, you didn't really want to give that much away, which makes me think maybe...
Because, what are you supposed to say? Yeah,
because you're a moron on a television show.
Tell me about your past relationships.
No. How's that? I don't want 52 million people around Britain knowing my personal business. How do you feel about that? And while you're at it, can you make your head bigger? It's really disconcerting.
There's something that you're hiding.
I think it's quite unfair, just because me and you haven't had a chance to get speaking and you're judging me on being reserved, but you never really asked me until now why I'm reserved, so I feel like it's a little bit unfair.
This is the first time you're talking to me.
Yeah, this is the first time I've literally been on camera
and spoken
to you. But, you know, whatever, dude. By the way, good for you, middle chick, whatever your name is, Helly Nelly and Suzelle.
Suzelle's at the end.
That's Suzelle?
That's Suzelle. Okay. Of course it is.
That looks like a Suzelle.
Yeah.
That I'm being judged as potentially someone with a boyfriend.
I think she had that bucolic surgery.
Yeah.
Have you heard about that?
No.
Other people, it's all the rage.
Bucolic surgery?
I don't think.
Is that where they put the bubonic plague in you?
No. Okay. It's like, I think it's called bucolic. I don't know. I'm probably saying it wrong, but it's where you have the fat sucked out of your cheeks.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
No.
People are just doing it.
Oh,
people are just doing that.
We are so plastic fantastic as a society. I mean, and I'm not saying I'll never get plastic surgery, because if we made any money on this show, I'd probably go get some Botox immediately. But Rachel told me to go get Botox 20 years ago. She was like, you're handsome, but you just need a little Botox here, and there. And I'm like, I'm 22. What are you talking about?
And Suzelle, obviously I picked you straight away. You came in really hot, really strong. And that made me think, are you just trying to convince me straight away that you're not fake?
I was a little bit shocked, just because I felt like we were really bouncing off of each other, and I thought we had really good energy.
I thought I was literally bouncing on your dick.
I thought we had good energy that way.
You know, when I was whacking you off, I thought everything was fine.
We're bouncing together.
Where are we here now? I don't know, Suzelle. I don't know. The producers told me to pick three people. It was kind of a shitty hand job, so I thought, why not Suzelle? I don't like your name, really. Anybody who ends the name with LLE can't be trusted.
Gee, but I really do want to get to know you, and I think it would be a shame if I were to go today.
Girls, now it's your chance to explain to David why you're here to find love.
I'm here to find love just because I've been alone for a long time.
My agent told me it was a paying gig. That's why I'm here.
not really met the right guy. And since my last relationship, I've not been able to trust men that well. And I believe that they're going to present me with someone that would be compatible with me, that is looking for the same things that I'm looking for.
You made the assumptions the producers gave a shit about what you think? Suzelle.
I think I'm quite guarded now because I've been hurt so many times after the last 2 years that I keep myself at a distance until I get to know them. And then the second that you prove to me that you can trust me and I can trust you, then I let it down a lot more, I guess.
That's why you're here to find love?
Yeah, that's why you're here to find love. That doesn't make any sense, first of all. Second of all, join the club.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who hasn't been
Everyone's
hurt?
Been hurt. Yeah. You got to give love a chance. You know, listen to a song or something.
Do you want to find someone? And I have been missed around a lot in the past, and I have been hurt before. So sometimes I am a little bit more reserved in those ways. But I want someone that likes me for me, not for, like, the sexual acts or the fumbling or whatever it was.
Not for all the blowjobs. The sexual act.
The sexual act.
What? That's kind of weird. Do you want me to perform a sexual act on you now?
Dominatrix?
I don't know.
Yeah.
God bless.
Could be.
I respect myself.
She'd be the best looking dominatrix I've ever seen.
Yeah.
She's an attractive woman.
Yes. Yeah.
I want that person to respect me.
I think she's a dog groomer.
David, do you have one last question?
She's a dog groomer? Well, she's out. Frankie B doesn't like her.
Gin for each of the girls.
What? The guy wearing the t-shirt.
That's so weird.
No. What did he say?
He said, do you have a boyfriend?
She says no.
She said no.
What did she say? Said yes.
No, absolutely
not. Well.
Yes.
Yes, that's between him and you.
Yeah. It's I'm
trying to make a decision.
Fucking the executive producer.
I'm trying to make a an informed decision. I don't know what my market value is worth.
You tell me.
Suzelle?
Definitely not.
The time is up.
That was non-informative.
Who do you think?
Yeah, they,
at all.
None of them explain themselves.
Is to decide who goes down the trap door.
No.
But, okay.
But hey, that would make it interesting.
Is a love trap. This will be your final answer, and that girl will leave through a trap door immediately.
Immediately. I can't wait. Oh, this is so good.
Is
I think
she
it's going to be the
like,
middle
fuzzy
one.
Fuzzy slippers?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's going to be the middle one. That's my guess. Kelly.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think so. Wow.
I'm just sure you've got a boyfriend.
Who?
Who?
Hope I'm right. Kelly.
Oh! Oh my God, she just went down.
Oh my God, she actually went down. Let's
that
rewind
girl,
that.
The other girl goes,
Look, I'm going to slow-mo this.
She does actually fall. She falls.
Yeah, she falls.
And look, they go, the other two girls go,
There she is. There she's gone. There she is. There she's gone. One more time, just for shits and giggles.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
It scared me too, actually. Yeah, the way that they did that, it scared me.
You'll immediately plummet to your death.
Yeah, yeah. Whoa, there's a slow-mo. Oh! Oh my God, that's crazy. Even the guy is surprised. Yeah. He's like, wait, I knew this was the name of the show, but really?
That really happened.
And do they do any follow-up with these women, or do they never talk about them again?
Oh,
that's what I want to know.
They were in it together.
Yeah, they were all in it together.
Until they weren't.
Until Suzelle, or whatever her name was, fell through the door. And Nelly, in my opinion, was the best-looking one there.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can't win them all. Nelly. But hey, you had some great party songs back in the day.
Yeah, Nelly Furtado.
No, Nelly.
Nelly. The Nelly.
Yeah. Wasn't he like a thing back in
of course.
MTV Spring Break and shit like
oh,
that?
Oh, of course.
Nelly, he had like blonde hair, like platinum blonde hair, didn't he?
At one point?
Yeah. I think he would color his hair like Dennis Rodman and stuff. What was Nelly's song? Oh, it's getting hot in here.
So take off all your clothes.
Well, you'd be good for Frankie B, that's for sure.
Yeah.
All right, TCBpodcast.com. That's where you go. You find out more about Chrissy and I. Read the show notes. Listen to the audio. Watch the video. And get your 21 EPM sticker free. All you got to do is hit the contact us button. Tell us where you live. Tell us you want a sticker. And we'll send it to you. And we're also sending some free extra goodies for you, our listeners, because we love you. So go to tcbpodcast.com. Dial us up 1-855-TCB-8383.
I think we should put a packet of lube in with these.
Oh, no, that's too expensive. Please.
Like this little, like a...
Why Brian 3000?
Wipey, yeah. Like a wipey thing, you know, wet wipe.
Oh, a wet wipe.
Like a wet...
little package of Why Brian 3000 and a tissue, one tissue. Clean yourself up. It's fucking disgusting. Clean yourself up. Don't throw it down the toilet because then the fish will eat it. You know what I'm saying? At least that was my thinking. All right, 1-855-TCB-8383, 1-855-TCB-8383. Toll free from anywhere in the world. Text us. Leave us your comments, questions, concerns, or content ideas. We will talk to you. We'll respond to you. We're desperate for text messages, so go ahead. Dial us up on that phone line at The Commercial Break on Instagram. Please do go there. I know that it was like a year that we didn't post, but I'm posting again. Everybody's posting again. So go to at The Commercial Break on Instagram. Not her, but I am. And tcbpodcast.com on TikTok. But the most important part is go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak to see fully edited episodes the same day they air here on the audio feed. We would love it if you would become a subscriber of our channel. Okay, Chrissy, that's all I can do for today.
I think so.
I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
And best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I always say, we do say, and we must say,
goodbye.